This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush says he'll veto the minimum wage bill that Congress is sending him. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's hard to see what President Bush means by kinder and gentler when he's threatening to veto the long-overdue increase just approved by Congress in the minimum wage. For 8 years, the Reagan administration stonewalled any increase. The minimum wage lost 40% of its value to inflation, and thousands of low-income workers are forced to live in poverty. In the 1988 campaign, candidate Bush couldn't take the heat of the Reagan position, so he promised to raise the minimum wage. Now, the promise has a hollow ring, because the increase he proposed is too small even to make up the ground lost to inflation. That's not fair. No one who works for a living should have to live in poverty. Let's make the minimum wage a living wage, Al. If President Bush uses his veto to keep working men and women in poverty, Congress should override the veto.
Ted, the president's minimum wage proposal is a darn good one. He wants to raise it to $4.25 an hour while giving employers a chance to pay new employees a training wage at the current minimum wage, but only for 6 months. The training wage really helps young people who have little or no skills. They're the ones who will have the toughest time getting a job when the minimum wage is increased. Youth unemployment is now 16%, 3 times the national average. Without a training wage, labor costs rise and employers are going to hire fewer workers. The young and unskilled are the losers, Ted. You can afford to look away. Massachusetts' teenage unemployment rate is only 7.7%, but in my state of Wyoming, it's 24.9%, and I don't want to tell our fine young people to forget about jobs until they're skilled. For many, that just means never. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on Drug Czar Bill Bennett's test case plan for the District of Columbia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.